between 7 a.m. on Thursday the 2nd of April and 7 a.m. this morning, Jardy were out. They were conducting statutory mandatory intoxicant testing and regular high visibility policing checkpoints. So in Donegal, 11 drivers were arrested on suspicion of alcohol or drug related driving offences. 7 of these were alcohol and 4 drugs. A number of drivers were detected for speeding offences in Donegal over the course of the weekend. Some of the notable speeds were 106 km in a 60 km zone in Letterkenny and 132 km in a 100 km zone in Letterkenny. A number of vehicles were also seized over the course of the weekend in Donegal for various reasons. No insurance, no maybe NCT test or tax. And vehicles, this is something I wanted to highlight today, because quite a large number of vehicles were seized over the weekend from unaccompanied learner drivers under the Clancy Amendment. So we just want to remind learner drivers, you know, it's against the law for you to drive unaccompanied on a learner permit. You have to be accompanied at all times by somebody who has held a full valid driving licence in the same category for a minimum of 2 years. So if you're an unaccompanied learner driver, you're liable to have your vehicle impounded, which happened over the weekend to many drivers, and you also face a fine of €160 and 2 penalty points. This is something worth noting also. If you're an unaccompanied learner driver but not the vehicle owner, the vehicle is still impounded and the owner then faces prosecution and a fine of up to €1,000.
So in other words, if you allow your vehicle to be used, you will end up liable, which is quite interesting. And it's just, it goes to show too that there's a lot of tools available to Gardaí, not just static checkpoints and what have you, to detect compliance with the likes of insurance. And there still seems to be a bit of a culture of driving unaccompanied
there does appear to be because that number stood out to me just when I was looking through the weekend activities and incidents over the weekend. There was quite a few vehicle seized from unaccompanied learner drivers, and it's just important too, as you said, for the owner of these vehicles. Maybe you're a mammy, you're a daddy, your son or daughter has their learner permit, they ask to borrow it to go to the shop, whatever, you know. If you allow them to take that car out unaccompanied, you also may face prosecution. It's just something to be very aware of. There was a wide variety of other road traffic offences detected over the weekend, but that number stood out to me, and I think just wanted to reiterate today. Mm. And some learner drivers just may not be aware of it either. You know, something for them to be just aware
of. But I think, too, it's fair to say that that number that you talk of indicates that, you know, the days of chancing it, you are probably going to get stopped. In terms of leniency, you're probably going to get your car. You're going to get your car taken off you. There's a new law there. It's just times have changed.
Times have changed.
It was very different in my day. Let me put it to you like that.
And just, you know, just on that note as well, just something else to be aware of. If you're a learner, if you're driving on a learner permit, that's only applicable. You can only use that permit in the jurisdiction. Like, say, if you're from Donegal, you can only use that in the south of Ireland. Mm. Same as if you're from Northern Ireland and you're driving on a Northern learner permit, you can only use that permit within Northern Ireland as well. It's just something for learner drivers, especially when we're living this close to the border.